Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
My eyes are very important to me.
Let's hate, man.
He's a bitch.
I hate ass.
You son of a bitch.
Smiles and glory hopes.
You had got to be smoking something over there. Not only want our listeners to listen to me.
You like that? You like that?
I'm going to go to that lake.
Hee hee. Man, you done.
There ain't going to be no buddy-buddy stuff.
Guys, move on.
Caitlin Clark is white.
Yeah!
All right, nice to have you along.
Hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
It's problematic.
Little too enthusiastic about the Nazi power hour.
Yeah, you seem pretty fired up about it. You and Clay Travis.
What was it that you agreed with him on recently? There was a couple months ago where you had a run of agreeing with people that you hated.
I agreed with Geraldo and Clay Travis, like, back to back.
Well, there was a third one.
There was another one. It was like Joe Rogan or something. Or no, it wasn't that. Who was it?
You know you've stepped in it. When me and Clay Travis are on the same side of things, I'm like, eh.
You guys are probably eerily similar.
I hope not.
Go have drinks with Clay. You're like, man, I really like this guy.
You know, really seems to be a well-rounded individual. Isn't that terrifying? Like, if you had to, like, I'm being dead serious. If you had to pick someone that if you got to know and secretly you ended up thinking they were great, like you guys were really good buddies, outside of like your murderers or whatever, but who would be the worst person to find out that you actually... really like. You're like, oh my god, did we just become best friends? Clay Travis would be high on my list. Clay Travis are like one of the like the Jesse Waters types, like those the
who's Jesse Waters?
He's the new
Tucker Carlson.
He's the new Tucker. Like that would hurt me. Like if I sat down and we had a meal and I came away being like, you know what? I thought you were a doucher, but you're not a doucher. We're best, like that stepbrother, that would kill me.
I mean, maybe Marjorie Green Taylor or whatever her name is. That's a good
one. Apparently someone got tased at her town hall today.
Yeah, I think a couple people got escorted out.
Can you imagine her or Bobert, like hey.
Now Bobert.
Oh,
I like the cut of her jib.
Yeah.
Go to a show.
Go to Beetlejuice with her.
Little vaping, little... Yeah,
I saw Beetlejuice at the Keller, and I'll tell you what, that didn't happen to me. I looked over at BTJ, I'm like, what's up?
She's no Lauren Bobert.
No. She told me to shut up and that I was stupid.
Is it Marjorie Taylor Greene or Green Taylor?
It's Taylor Greene.
I think it's Taylor
Greene. Taylor Greene.
MTG.
MTG. Okay, she'd be high on my list.
Yeah, that would be brutal. That would be tough.
Jewish space lasers and whatnot.
Yeah. Imagine someone sitting down and like, yeah, they're like, oh, Jewish space lasers. You know, like, you know what makes sense.
God, I love that. Now great that
you,
idea.
Now
finally.
That you've laid it out,
the
I mean,
courage.
I don't know what I've been thinking this entire time. Of course. Wonderful. You know, it made me think about that because, you know, Bill Maher had a meeting. He went and had dinner with the president.
I saw that.
And he said it was a pleasant.
You know what, Bill Maher? Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because when I watched this, I was like, damn, why doesn't, like, unless he's full of crap.
No, he.
This is something everyone needs to hear.
Yes. It's like 11 minutes long. I would encourage anyone, go YouTube or whatever. And like they always do, he does his whatever the monologue at the end. I forget what, new rules or whatever, and they're normally about 8 to 9 minutes. But this one he did, it was about 11 minutes, and all it is him recapping his evening of sitting down at the White House with Donald Trump, who he's not a fan of and has been very critical of him. And it is he walks away saying that he doesn't agree with him, he doesn't like a lot of what he does, but he goes that is I think the line that I really took of it. He goes, I walked into that thinking that there was a crazy person in the White House, and he goes, I can tell you there is not. He said, there's a person that plays a crazy person on TV in the White House, but he says that is not a crazy man. He said he had a good sense of humor. He said he was not biting. It was a really,
yeah.
It's a really interesting.
No one has ever said that about him.
No. And that's one of his biggest critics.
Like, there's no one that's ever said that about him unless they're just a Trump fallator.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But this is the first guy who really doesn't give a rip and thinks Trump's insane.
Yeah.
Who has sat down and been like, dude, I'm telling you, he was great.
Yeah.
He was funny.
Yep.
Wasn't sensitive.
Nope. Said he pushed back on him. It wasn't like, you
yeah,
know.
They had a good conversation about things.
Yep.
And boy, I tell you what, why doesn't that Trump govern?
I don't
like,
know.
If you show that side.
I think that's what, that was the point.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's just maddening. So basically, he's saying Trump's just doing bits out there,
yeah.
Which, I mean, it is kind of obvious that he is. Yeah. It's just that
the windmills are driving the whales crazy.
Yeah, like this. I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't really have to do that,
no.
Dude.
Just go.
You'd be much more popular if you'd,
yeah.
Or get more stuff done if you just be the real Trump.
Be the real one. So go, if you got 10 minutes, I would encourage you to go on YouTube or whatever and take a look at it. It was, it's a very interesting.
Or Trump just is such a sociopath that he fooled Bill Maher for 10 minutes and.
Possible.
Got a good segment out of it.
Yeah.
So I have a dog video for you to watch. Now it's very.
He's now seen it.
It's very disturbing because there's a German Shepherd that is about to absolutely maul this little white.
They're eating the dogs.
Cockapoo or something.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Maltese or something.
Bichon.
A little snowball.
Yeah, this is in, across the pond, and they're in a park, and both dogs are leashed, but they obviously let them sniff butts or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And the German Shepherd absolutely dives into the meat of the little white dog.
Has it and is not letting it go.
Yeah, no one knows what to do. You know what happened? Did you see the hero in that film?
I did.
Dude.
And he did not quit.
No. So
he went back like three,
four
times.
It goes on for about 20 seconds. Like, this dog's in trouble.
Mm.
This little white dog. This dog's in trouble. You know, Jace?
It's
right there in the jaws of the German Shepherd.
The dog's going to get ripped
And
apart.
The owner is trying to.
They're dumping water on the dog.
Yeah.
The owner of the German Shepherd
he's
is.
He's trying to pull it away, but he doesn't know what to do.
No.
Either. He's a moron.
Well, and in that situation, too, it's really dangerous to put your hand near that dog's mouth to try to pry the jaws open.
And they do often say, you know, try a hose or try water.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the suggested things to do, but that was not working.
No, it was not.
So what ends up happening is some dude just comes out of nowhere like freaking Superman with the cape, and he's got his little fingers there.
Bare finger, too. He's not gloved up.
No, dude, you gotta act fast.
Yeah.
This dog's about to die.
Yeah.
And he freaking butt rams the dog.
Yeah. Now,
right
at first, I thought he was a little shy. I thought he was just playing around the edges. But as it goes on, he's like, nope, we're getting.
He gave him butt fingers.
We're getting right high and tight. Butt.
And he did it more than once.
Yeah.
And it worked.
It worked.
The dog was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's talk about just ramming it in.
Yeah.
So, listen, I think this is useful information because we just talked yesterday about that stupid lady in Seattle who had her pit bull off the leash and was telling it to do its thing by attacking other dogs.
Yeah.
Well, if, like, I've often wondered, like, what would I do if little Molly Tengies was in the jaws of a pit bull?
Now, and now you know.
I've heard of this. Like, they even do a bit on in the movie Ted about this. I always thought it was like an urban, like, legend that you just, you know, you insert a finger, but apparently it works.
See, I would go for the eyes.
Yeah, I would think the eyes would be the way to go. You thumb an eye. And to be honest with you, I think I'd rather thumb the eye than
too close to the mouth, though, maybe, with the eyes?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to get your hand ripped off, but, I mean,
Could you do that? Like, you're seeing some, right, it's not your dog, it's somebody else's dog being attacked by a bigger dog.
Yeah.
And it's not going well for the small dog.
Yeah.
Could you, and you know this, no one else is stepping in.
I got to do it.
I think you got to do it.
Do you?
I think I would do it. You got to save the little dog, man. By the way, Suk right now doing arm motions and finger. He's trying to figure out the logistics.
Like, how would you like?
I like that Isaac has such conviction about this.
In.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna digitize that pooch's. You know,
can't wait.
Back porch.
Oh yeah.
Look, I just.
Yeah, I mean, I think in that instance, it's fight or flight. I think you got to do.
You got to do it.
You got to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that bad.
I think I'd yell at somebody else to stick their finger up there.
Dude, it's bad.
That's your dog. Try your finger.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing I would do. I like where Buck's going. I'm not volunteering my hand. I think I'm like, hey, everybody.
Someone get a hand up
someone
there.
Someone get a hand in there. And then if no one's
not
doing
my dog.
It, then maybe then you're like, hey, real quick, no one? No, come on, somebody. And then maybe then you do it. But you think about it. I'm trying to think of a scenario. If I was doing something and someone wanted me to stop what I was doing, that would
work.
That would work.
Yeah.
It really would. Like, if I was raining blows down upon someone and you needed me to stop.
Right in the butt.
I would think that would probably get me to stop. You're going to get your attention. You're like, whoa, what? What are we doing?
What if you go on just this horrific racist, sexist rant on the radio, and instead of turning off your mic... Somebody Buckley runs in here and starts fingering you.
Like, what? Like there's a button on the chair and it just someone's getting a little loose. You're like, all right, boys, we need to get you off topic.
Like, couldn't you just shut off his mic? Oh yeah.
Yeah, that too. Like Danny and Dusty were going at it the other day. They were arguing about the Blazers and Danny was like getting really worked up. What if we could have just pressed a button on the chair and just
fingered him? Ho!
Like, trucks, you know balls, what, guys? Yeah. I didn't know what I was mad about. I'm sorry. You know, my bad. I, you know, got a little loose, got a little sideways on that one.
Now, listen, you can't do anything with that hand.
No.
Until you go basically cut it off or bleach it.
Yeah, could you, like.
But you can't, like.
I think that stain is going to be on you. You will carry that mark with you forever.
What mark? Like the
knowing that your hand,
the
feel, you're never going to be the same.
Have you ever had to pull? So I've had to do this with Molly.
What?
Where she can't, her little turds won't
so
come all the way
up,
out. So I got to put the bag on my hand and get all the way up in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get up in there, but you know, you pull that.
Yeah,
thing
with in. A bag. I don't raw dog it.
Well, what if you had a bag on you? Does that make it easier?
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Yeah.
I'd be more inclined to be like, all right, guys, I'm willing to. I need a glove.
We should all start carrying latex gloves.
Does anyone have a catcher's mitt that I can borrow? Maybe an oven mitt. I need something. I don't feel like I could. I feel like that would bother me for a long time. Like, I could wash my hand for an hour, and it wouldn't be okay.
A little peek behind the parenting curtain here. We had to do that with one of our children a couple years back.
Wait, what?
It was all stopped up.
Yeah,
and the doctor recommended digital dislodgement.
Oh.
I was not home at the time. I think I was here, actually. So that
perfect.
That was my wife's pleasure.
My
that's bad.
I was watching my buddy's dog, and it had a tick on it. So we were like, oh, crap. So we had to get the tick out. So we did the, you put some Dawn on it, and then it came out a little bit. It was supposed to, like, suffocate it, and then it wasn't working, so then I burned it. And then we grabbed the tweezers and we pulled it out. And so I put it like, and then I had like a little, like a washcloth that we put it on that I kind of cleaned the area or whatever. The BTJ threw away the washcloth and the tweezers. She was like, no, they're going to the trash. I was like, well, I'll just, the tweezers are fine. She goes, no. She could not use those tweezers ever again. The thought of that they had touched the tick. It was
the head of the tick.
The head of the tick. And then I saw it on the Amazon order account. Guess what was ordered today? And this, by the way, happened last night. What was ordered today? Brand new set of tweezers. Because I had the I had my cigar lighter because I used that to heat up the end of the tweezers so that I could grab I could grab the tick, and then it's kind of gnarly because you can hear the tick sizzling, and then it like lets go. And I was like, no, I'm like, I'll dip it in rubbing alcohol, and then I'll burn the end of the tweezers. She goes,
that's
no.
Fine.
She goes, no. And I was like, it's a washcloth that I put the tick on and clean the air. I'm like, we'll just watch it. She goes, whatever. She goes, that better not go in the, it all goes in the trash. The idea that those things came in contact with the tick was enough for her to never, ever go anywhere near them again. And I think that's the fear.
Should you have fingered the tick? Could that have worked? And by the way, what if the dog's name is Freddy? This is
right
a great text.
Finger Freddy.
Can it be argued that Freddy got fingered?
I think that is the case.
Rop will not help subdue a crazy man on a plane, but would be all in sticking his fingers up a dog's butt.
Nice.
Yes. Let me explain that.
That is a weird line.
It is
you're,
weird.
You're drawing.
But I would say, and that's fair, but with human beings,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like...
You have more sympathy for
figure
dogs.
Figure it
humans.
Out. Yes. The little helpless dog who's getting mauled,
yeah.
I can't stand by and watch that. Yeah. I have to do... Because I think with this crazy dude on the plane, it'll all be fine. And there are people trained to... You know, figure that out. Whatever.
No,
you don't. You don't need me.
No one's trained to figure.
Like Rob, come over here and stick your fingers up this guy's ass. No, I'm not. But the dog. It's like if no one else is helping, yeah. It's clear that the little dog's about to die. You know. Yeah. I'm in. I'm now. In. With my latex gloves. I'm gonna start carrying latex gloves.
I love that this is the line that you have drawn. This makes me so happy.
And then, like, imagine getting pulled over by the cops. And they're like, what are those gloves for? It's like, well, in case I got to finger a dog.
That's not suspicious.
And then he's like, sir, turn around.
Oh, boy.
Place your hands behind your back, please.
Now, I will say, and this is hand to God true, if you gave me the choice, like two scenarios, right? We're at the park, and crazy homeless guy jumps on a lady.
Okay.
And then the German Shepherd... jumps on the little dog,
mm-hmm.
And I got him, and it's like...
You have to choose?
Well, no, I can only...
Yeah, choose one.
Yeah, there's two of us, right? There's two of us. One of us is going to save the dog,
okay.
And one of us is saving
but
the lady.
You get first pick?
I get first pick. It's
Which
not,
one are you doing?
I'm dealing with the homeless guy.
The dude, yeah.
I know how to do that, and it's easy, and my fingers don't go anywhere.
Yeah, the dog one is going to be
right in the butt.
Harder.
And I think I'm more likely to get hurt.
Would you have to put your fingers up that homeless guy's butt?
No, I do not.
I think you do.
I know how to handle the one. And by the way, like that's easy. I know how to do it. I'm trained to do that.
The
that's
dog
fine.
Thing seems pretty straightforward too.
I practice that on a daily basis. You know what I don't practice on a daily basis? The dog.
Right in the butt?
No. I'll deal with the human being every time. And nothing gets inserted. Nothing.
Now, here's a guy who says, my buddy's chihuahua got attacked by a pit bull. He did the finger up the butt thing. Didn't help.
Is there anything worse?
That's the worst
part. Resorted to that and having it not work?
And then everybody's like, wait, why are you fingering the dog?
That for? He probably liked it.
Yeah, what if the dog turns to you as he's mauling the chihuahua and is like, what's up?
All right.
Or what's... Oh, I can't say it. Never mind. No, it's a bridge. Even during this conversation, it's a bridge too far. It's a bridge too far. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No,
I don't think so. But now
I don't
I'm
either.
What if? What if the pit bull's mauling the chihuahua, and you're like, "There's only one way out of this," and you go finger, and he doesn't let go. Instead, something comes out.
Oh,
yeah,
a little red rocket.
Oh,
it's a little turned on.
And now all you've done is aroused.
Yeah.
You've aroused the pit bull that after
then
it finishes mauling the chihuahua, it's going to turn to you and be like, "All right,
you found his fantasy."
I love dong news. You started this. Now it's time to finish it.
The only thing better than mauling a small dog is getting fingered while you do it.
This is the most regrettable segment we've ever done.
I don't regret a thing. Listen, I'm telling you, this is a public service. That is something you can do.
You can.
It helped in that video.
It did.
I think it's important to sit for little dogs. Little dogs thank us right now.
Yes. Start carrying around gloves.
If it works.
They're just like, don't finger us. Just make sure you finger the big dog, not the small dog.
And what? You go thumb? I don't even know.
I don't know. Or, yeah, if like the digit works, why not just use something else? Why do you have to use your finger?
Yeah. Is there a
stick
is
or something?
Is there a stick?
You have a pen on you.
Yeah.
An iPhone, perhaps? I don't know.
What was that guy doing? Maybe this is all wrong.
An iPhone?
Does someone have a stylus somewhere that I can borrow? God.
All right. Oh. That's it.
Right in the butt?
It's over.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
Thanks, Buck, for sending that video.
I thought it might make an appearance here, so yeah. Just, you know, content.
He was right.
It did. It made an appearance.
So I have a new proprietary and definitive list, okay?
Okay.
You know I love my lists?
Love it.
This one I put together during today's show. That's next on The Fan.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
The only thing better than mauling a small dog is getting fingered while you do it.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's no good.
No. Some of these should go in the don't play.
I can't wait till our new boss, whoever it is, hears all this. We might be fired on the spot, dude.
Nope. Get rid of all the women. We get rid of all the black guys.
Yeah, that's tame compared to the two you just played.
Yeah, it's
a couple of texts here.
This show is problematic.
Because this is what I was thinking about while I was holding my pecker.
Mm-hmm.
This Sue's like, mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Two texts. One says, "I'm going to raise the pot here and tell you what you may have to do to a dog. My dog, as an adolescent about a year ago, pulled it from the holster. And I mean large and in charge. It would not retract. Talking to the vet, this can be a medical emergency if you can't get them to put it back in the holster.
Yeah, I do know this.
Vet's phone emergency advice, make a sugar paste, and you guessed it, lather up the dong with the sugar paste.
Yep.
My wife looked at me and said, no way she's
lather
doing that.
Lather up the dong or the dog?
The dong.
Yeah, you put it on it so the dog will lick it. Can I...
So he says, there I am on my knees lathering his Yada with a sugar slurry. I still see a therapist.
I've had to do this.
Well, at least they're getting help from a professional.
And by the way, I didn't slather. I more, I threw.
Yeah.
I just got I yeeted. I'm like, ha!
That seems fine.
Ha!
Paint it on with a little brush?
Yeah, I just kind of, you're supposed to take some, sugar and water, and then I wasn't going to rub it. It was with my boxer. And so I just kind of, I sprinkled. And then he went to town, and it took care of it.
Another one says, I can one-up you guys. I talked to a plumber who once said that he pulled a pair of dentures out of a septic tank, and within 10 minutes of handing them to the owner, they had them back in their mouth.
Oh.
I refuse to believe there's any amount of cleaning you could do in 10 minutes that would warrant that.
No.
No chance, right?
And there are some things, that I think once it was contaminated that I guess it depends on the worth, how important it is to you. But I'll have that sometimes where, you clean with a towel or something, and you're like that. You don't even bother to wash
it.
You just throw it away. But, I guess it's your favorite thing, or I don't know, are dentures expensive?
I think they kind of are.
Well, that's the old thought. If you dropped your iPhone into, not a toilet, into a porta-john. You're at odds.
I'm out.
You're at odds.
We've
stadium.
Talked about. Haven't we done this?
Yeah, and I'm saying, in a normal toilet, like your toilet, maybe you're willing to go in there and clean it. But you drop that iPhone into the porta john. I think that toilet. I think it belongs there.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out.
Well, how are you getting? You really gonna go in there?
Well, I mean, you see it. You see it.
People do.
It's
well.
Floating.
Sometimes. So you're saying you can reach in there and grab it.
It's there. It's like at surface. But your hand
is sitting on a pile of poop, or is it sitting in the blue water?
No. The porta johns are not blue water. That's a slurry of human waste.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. There's a difference between.
It's
I
there.
Can see it floating. Maybe it was just serviced, and there's no doo doo in there.
No.
Or it's sitting on a pile of people's poop.
This is halftime Oregon, Ohio State.
They're doo-doo also.
And it's been dealing with a tailgate and... you're in the middle of it, buddy.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
But I will say, that's really hard for me because I don't know if you have this, but I have on the back of my phone, I have the little...
As do I. The wallet. The little,
so it's got my driver's license.
I don't care. It's gone.
Credit card.
I could never do it. I could never hold that phone again and feel... Yeah. Good about it.
Let alone put it to your face?
Ever.
Like if you're going to make a call?
Ever, 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 ever.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
There are some things that would haunt me. Just
get a new one.
Yeah.
You can transfer all your data. You
exactly.
Can cancel your credit card. That's not even a question. I'm not even... well, I think you do contemplate. You're like, oh no! But no.
Yeah.
No chance.
No.
And 5-second rule apply?
The what?
The 5-second rule. Just get it out of there real quick. It's better.
No, there's just certain things.
Now, have you ever dropped your phone into the toilet? Because I've almost done that.
I dropped glasses into a toilet once. Sunglasses.
Eyeglasses.
Yeah. Sunglasses.
You got to take those out of there.
It took them out.
Yeah. Wash them up a little bit.
Put them in the dishwasher.
All right.
See, and the reason I liked the dishwasher is that thing steams the in order for something to be clean, I need heat. It is not enough for me to wash something. I need it to be, I need it to be cooked by the sun. And I'll feel better if something is
so that didn't ruin them?
No. They weren't plastic, they were metal. So
let's find more sun.
Because there's just the bleach wipe thing wasn't gonna do it for me. There's just a certain level of clean that I need. Cause then it just you feel it. The idea of that sitting on your face knowing where that was. Because let's be honest, it wasn't a clean toilet
How
either.
How dirty is...
It wasn't clean.
Clean toilet water. After you flush and the water comes up and it's just sitting there. How dirty is that water?
The water is clean, but the bowl that it's sitting in is not.
Yeah.
So it's not good.
So it's not good, but it's best case scenario.
Well, I mean, I guess it's my pee, but still, like,
oh, it was in your.
Yeah, it was in mine.
Your urine?
Yeah, it was in my urine.
Gross.
It was, they were, the glasses were sitting on top of my head.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you look down to see what you're doing. And,
right.
You know, bon voyage.
Woo,
right in the old toilet. And believe me, I thought about it. And you're like, oh, man. Because then you're trying to pee around it, but you still have to finish the pee. And then,
oh, you don't cut off the pee.
And I can squirt from a distance.
I can
What are you going to do? Cut off a pee midstream?
I can do that. You can't do that? Well, I had to squirt.
And just not pee?
And then just not finish your pee? Well, no, that's really hard to do, or at least really painful.
It's not easy, but you could take the glasses out and then start peeing again.
I needed more time.
It's like when someone scares you when you're in the bathroom.
I needed more time to think about what was happening with those glasses. Yeah, it was a rough go. But they were good glasses. I'll tell you what. Had those been cheapos?
Well, yeah, you and I are not big on cheap sunglasses.
No.
And that's problematic.
It's problematic.
When it comes to the toilet.
Yes. And I will tell you what, I am very cautious about my glasses now when...
Me too.
That's a lesson learned.
I take care of them. Yeah. I take care of my sunglasses much like I do my phone.
Yeah. Yeah, be careful. Otherwise, next thing you know, it's in the toilet.
All right, now we're going to get to my list. I made it today. It is my proprietary and definitive list of the top 10 largest U.S. cities least discussed in news and pop culture.
The world waits on bated breath.
And you may ask why? I don't know.
I don't even know how this came up.
Well, Albuquerque came up, and I said because we were talking about Gene Hackman dying in New Mexico, and he wasn't in Albuquerque, but Albuquerque came up, and I asked the question: is Albuquerque the least talked about large U.S. city? Mm-hmm. Well, I now have the top 10 list
according to you,
and I have combed the maps.
Research has been done.
Yep, that's next year's buck.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is Baseball Your Way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, Albuquerque came up earlier in our program. And, I've been to Albuquerque, as have you.
Mm-hmm. Why are you going there?
It's fine, but it just never gets talked about much of anything.
No.
And so that led us to this list, which I told you I would have before the end of the show, and I do. I promise. Now, I was going to do a top five, but I actually turned it into a top 10 because I had so many honorable mentions.
Sure.
I'm like, well, might as well just rank them.
Yeah, keep going.
So this is my proprietary and definitive list of the top 10 largest U.S. cities least discussed in news and pop culture.
I want to go to Albuquerque so I can see the Turquoise Museum. That's number five on the best things to do in Albuquerque, by the way.
Now, there population matters here.
Yeah.
Because, again, largest cities least discussed. So you lose points if you are a smaller town.
Yeah, because some podunk place, why would you ever talk about
exactly.
it?
Exactly. So one is going to be pretty controversial. I'm interested to see what you think of number one.
Okay.
It is,
and I'm going to go based on the, have I ever had a discussion with anyone about this place?
Okay, now, this is why one's going to be controversial, because it's a West Coast city, and we hear about it more because we live out here, but I am thinking that globally, or at least in the U.S., this city is number one.
Okay.
And it's also the biggest of all the cities that are on here, so that's why it's number one, which we'll get to, but I'll start at number 10, Jace.
Let's go.
And I'm going to give you Hartford, Connecticut.
Valid point.
1.2 million people.
There's a million people in Hartford?
Yes.
And I would tell you this, the only time, and I mean the only time in my life that I've ever brought up Hartford is when I talk about the Hartford Whalers, because it's the greatest logo.
And they don't even exist.
And they don't even exist.
Number nine.
That's the only good thing about Hartford.
Richmond, Virginia. 1.3 million people.
No.
Had no idea it was that big.
No idea.
Number eight.
Isn't the boss talking about maybe retiring there?
Yeah, he's looking at it.
Which tells you something, that if old ass Jeff Austin's like, eh, maybe I go to Richmond.
There's nothing happening.
Exactly.
Number eight, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And that was the one that came to my mind.
Yep. It's on the list.
When you brought up this conversation, you said, what's a place you talk about less than Albuquerque? I give you Tulsa.
1 million people there. And that's why I put it on the list. I didn't think it was quite big enough, but it has 1 million people.
And I've been to Tulsa. And I still don't talk or think about it.
I have too. The only thing I remember about Tulsa is the praying Oral Roberts hands.
Oh. I remember outside of Tulsa, there was a bring your own booze strip club on the outskirts of Tulsa.
Like Jiggles.
That's what I remember about Tulsa.
Number seven, Raleigh, North Carolina. 1.6 million, dude.
Really?
Yes, but that might include Durham too. I didn't look that up. But what? Raleigh. No. Number six. Now, this one has my vote for number one, but it got bumped down the list because it's only 591,000 people.
It's a little small.
So it's hard to say that this is a large U.S. city.
Yeah.
But it is a city, and boy, I tell you, it is off the radar. Jackson, Mississippi.
100%. If that was a little bigger, that would be number one.
That's what I mean.
Look, I'll say, there is no reason to go to Mississippi ever, period. Like, I don't think about Mississippi. You don't talk about Mississippi. Mississippi is just, there. It's like the drunk uncle in your family that may or may not have touched someone inappropriately. You know he's there, but you certainly don't invite him to Thanksgiving. That should be number one, but
it's
too small.
Okay, the rest of these cities, one is even smaller, but it has to be in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
So number five is Albuquerque at 1 million. Number four is Fort Worth, Texas at 1 million.
It's pretty good.
Now, that's hard to gauge because they don't really break Fort Worth Metro into a population. They just do the Metroplex, which is like 8 million people.
Because that's if they include Dallas, right?
Yeah, so that includes Dallas. So it's hard to break it up, but nobody talks about Fort Worth. No.
It's just, if Fort Worth is merely there, so it's you know when you see the shark? And there's that little sucker fish on the back of the Great White.
That's Fort Worth.
That's Pilot Fort Worth. Fish, yeah. You're just hitching a ride on the back of Dallas.
And number three is in that same vein, and it loses points because it's only 300,000 people. But again, I think this is hard to gauge because it's also a Metroplex-like Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And I'm going St. Paul, Minnesota on your ass.
That may be number one.
No, well, it's not number one because it's only 300,000 people.
Oh, it's that small?
Yeah. Well, again,
yeah, it's
they don't have the metro of each of those cities.
That is such a good one, though, because we all know Minneapolis. Minneapolis gets talked about, but St. Paul, the only, it's, again, that is the definition. It's more of a hitchhiker than Dallas-Fort Worth.
It might, you know, to be honest with you, St. Paul and Jackson are probably the top two, but they lose points because of their population.
Yeah.
Number two and number one, I think, are going to be a little controversial, guys. But I've put a lot of thought into this.
You have, by the way, it's a solid list. I've yet to have you throw something out where I'm like, I disagree.
Number two is Providence, Rhode Island, at 1.7 million people.
Bull crap. I didn't know there was 1.7 million people in Rhode Island.
Right?
1.7
million
people.
Is Rhode Island even
Providence?
A state? Has anybody even been there? Does it really exist, or they just say it exists? Providence,
really?
No one goes to Providence. The only thing I know about the Providence, the area of Providence, are the Friars. They're number two. And number one, and this is going to be controversial. I think I'm going to get some flack for this.
It's going to be tough to beat Providence. My mind is still blown that Providence is that big. And I would like to point out, I've never been to Providence. I've never had a conversation about Providence. I don't know anyone from there. And I'm not sure I've met anyone that's actually been there.
The number one city on my proprietary and definitive list of the top 10 largest U.S. cities least discussed in news and pop culture is Sacramento, California.
Hmm.
And I chose Sacramento. Now, again,
I disagree.
I know. Well, I told you. I was
here.
I'm prepared for the flack on this.
Okay.
But we hear about it because we're out west.
Yes.
Dude, if Sacramento were in place of Providence, you'd be like, wait, what's that? I'm not kidding. And it gets points because it has 2.4 million people, which is much larger than any of the other cities on the list. Therefore, Sacramento is number one.
Interesting. So you're saying,
dude,
I'm having a hard time processing that because out here, people do bring up Sacramento.
Sometimes.
We make fun of it.
But not around the, zoom out a little bit. No one, they're like, what is that? Like, San Francisco gets all the talk.
Sure.
And this is why Buckley earlier brought up San Jose, which it's Silicon Valley. It didn't make the list. It's a huge one.
Yeah.
Nobody really talks about San Jose, but it didn't make the list. I think Sacramento is just a better version of San Jose for this list.
Hmm. Boy, I'll tell you what. I don't know what to make of this because I was 100% on board with your list, and I am struggling to process Sacramento. Of all those places, one of those things doesn't seem like the other, so how can it be number one?
It's number one. 2.4 million people.
Buckley? Maybe I'm off on this. I need a Buckley opinion here.
I mean, I thought that San Jose should have been included because I think San Jose, people talk about Silicon Valley, but the city of San Jose people talk about hardly ever, maybe even less than Sacramento because at least Sacramento is the capital of the state. But for 2.4 million people, it gets talked about not at all.
That's a lot.
So I get why it goes here.
Give me another city that has that many people.
There isn't one. That's why I think it belongs at number one.
Give me another city that has that many people that is thought of as a cow town.
That is true. It is. I mean,
it's thought of as a cow town.
It is. Well, they have the Cow Palace, right? Isn't that the old?
That was actually in the South Bay, South San Francisco. Cow
was
Palace.
It?
Yeah.
I thought that was in Sacramento.
They also had like a cattle drive thing there. I think the old Arco Arena, they doubled as using that.
Yeah, I'm trying to, and again, we're going off of, it's weird because the population, right?
And again, I think a lot of texters are thinking this is about what cities are cool.
No.
This is about the largest U.S. cities least talked about in news and pop culture.
Yeah.
Difference. All 10 of those cities could be cool. Yeah. I don't know. No one cares.
There's plenty of other cow towns like Sacramento, but not that are 2.4 million people.
That's a lot of peeps, dude.
It's crazy.
It is a lot of people.
And Sacramento may be great, but I'm telling you, go around the country, they're like, they couldn't even point Sacramento on the California map.
That's probably true.
And they probably don't even know that it's the capital, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's, you know what, you're...
I'm convincing you, aren't I?
You are. Look, that's a tough sell for me, but I'm starting to come around to kind of what you're... What you're dropping.
And there's my latest list.
Yeah.
I had to do it.
That's the 27th largest state or city in the country.
Right. That
it's also bigger than Pittsburgh.
Yes, it's in the top 25 media markets. That's why. That's another reason why it gets points for number one.
Well, I'll be damned.
All right, we got to go. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. Courageous show today, guys.
It was courageous.
Wednesdays.
Regrettable, but
we just bring it.
Courageous.
Well, we did a lot of public service, though. Now other people know that they can put their finger up a dog's butt to save the day.
Correct. A courageous list.
There was a lot of courage.
Sports talk.
Was there sports talk?
Yeah.
I started the Nazi Power Hour.
Yeah.
Suk mentioned the Nazi Power Hour. Thank you.
You just wanted to find
it. I was like, where's that?
Little too enthusiastic. I think it was this whole day started because you turned your hat around back.
I think that's right. See, it sets a tone.
It does.
Yeah, it threw the universe off kilter a little bit.
That's the Colin Cowherd. We're set. Buck wore a wife beater yesterday. You're wearing your hat backwards. God.
We got a bunch of tea. All right, we got to run. We're back tomorrow 3 to 7 on Thinking Night.
Red ships of Spain.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.